Chapter 5. A Visit to Carlsbrook Mansion. Linda greeted her new friend warmly, noticing that he was also very nicely dressed. From the expression on his face, she knew that he had something to tell her.
"Hi, what's up?" she asked curiously.
"We're invited to the mansion," Mark answered triumphantly.
"That's great! Well done," said Linda enthusiastically. "How did you get an invitation so quickly?"
Mark explained that he had met Mrs. Landsman's sister on his way home the previous evening. After a moment of doubt, she had told him they could visit the mansion. She said,
"Of course you can come. We've got nothing to hide."
"Don't you think that's a bit suspicious?" Mark added.
"Yes, it is a strange thing to say," agreed Linda.
"Okay, wait 1 minute. Let me get a notebook and pen. I must look like a researcher of old houses." After 5 minutes, she joined Mark outside the house. Mark and Linda walked down the little road which led to the mansion. Soon they could see it through the trees.
"It's very impressive," said Linda. "It reminds me of the haunted houses in those old horror films."
They knocked loudly on the big wooden front door. Mrs. Landsman's sister, Julia, opened the door. It was clear that she had once been very beautiful, but now, with her dyed blonde hair, she seemed to be trying too hard to look young. Although clearly over 50, she was dressed in tight jeans, a blue designer t-shirt, and a short leather jacket.
"Welcome to Carlsbrook," she said theatrically.
Then she smiled at Linda.
"I'm Julia Johnson, but I'm sure you already know that. You probably recognise me from my films."
Linda had never seen or heard of her, and she didn't know what to say. Mark quickly saved an embarrassing moment.
"Of course," he said. "Weren't you in The King and the Silver Sword? It was very good."
Mark smiled at Linda, and he looked very attractive. Julia was obviously delighted at this recognition, and encouraged by their interest, she became very friendly. She started to give them an enthusiastic tour of the house, pointing out portraits and photographs here and there. Occasionally, to keep pretending she was doing a research project, Linda wrote some notes in her notebook, and Mark took a photo. Julia was always in the centre of each photo. Mark looked at Linda and smiled.
"Once an actress, always an actress," Linda said to herself.
Mark and Linda asked about the people who worked in the mansion and the jobs they did. They discovered that once there had been 8 servants, but now there were only 2 employees, and both were quite new at their jobs. There was a maid called Cindy, and a new caretaker who, in Julia's opinion, was much more useful than the old one. Linda noticed many black and white photos of 2 young women.
"Who are these women?" she asked.
"That's my older sister, Florence, and I," explained Julia. "My sister married Jack Landsman, a rich banker, and they have always lived in this mansion. I took the professional name Julia Johnson and worked as an actress in Europe and then in America."
"Why did you come back to England?" asked Linda.
"I came back to be with my sister after her husband's death," explained Julia. "I wanted a break from acting, and now I'm waiting for new film opportunities."
Linda didn't believe this at all. It was very clear to her that the little-known actress was not really in demand. As Julia continued her long story, they discovered that she had done only a little work in television and a few adverts, but she had not been in a film for 10 years.
"Could we meet your sister?" asked Mark.
"We'd like to ask her a few questions about the history of the mansion."
"No, I'm afraid that's really not possible," said Julia in a sad voice. "Since the death of her husband, my sister doesn't go out a lot. She doesn't like seeing people, and she rarely comes down from her room on the top floor. I really don't think you can disturb her with questions about the mansion.
I understand, said Linda. But I wanted to know when the mansion was built and how long it took to build it. Things like that.
She was disappointed. She had really wanted to meet the mysterious Mrs. Landsman.